It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, January the 17th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We have Chris Christie has just left as governor of New Jersey, and one of the last things that he did as he left was to sign a gun control bill. But it's going to get a lot worse. The new Democrat governor that has taken office there is pledging a lot of new actions against gun owners. And meanwhile, we've got Mitch McConnell still silent and sitting on national reciprocity, which has been a big tripwire for states like New Jersey. And to his credit, Chris Christie did sign pardons for a lot of people who were legal, vetted gun owners who were entrapped in New Jersey's laws, having just innocently traveled through carrying a gun into New Jersey. That makes you a criminal, gets you locked up. We're also going to have updates, of course, as to what's going on with DACA. The clock is ticking. We're getting very close to a government shutdown on Friday. And the Democrats have been playing that card as well as the race card. So we're going to take a look at the consequences of that. Are they really going to shut down the pay of people who are serving in the military? People who are in the government? Are they going to really put Americans last so they can do something for the Dreamers? And a lot of interesting statistics have come out about crime. People coming into this country from other areas that are not vetted, guess what? Something that we already knew, but now we've got a statistical figure on it, how many people who are coming into this country as criminals. We're also going to be talking about secession, not only in the EU, because there's a lot of issues that are percolating there. There's even talk about a Polish exit being put out by the president of the EU, which is who's a Polish politician himself. He says, you know, we're getting a lot of money right now from the EU. But if that changes and we don't get that, there's the sentiment in Poland is that they don't like being told what to do from Brussels, and they don't like the open border policies that are there. So he says we might see a Polish exit if the subsidies go away. Right now they're getting the subsidies, so that's kind of keeping things in track there. So you've got this conflict of interests that are going on in Poland with different people, but they may declare independence anyway. But in California, as we saw yesterday, the Drudge Report was talking about New California, people now on the right. Remember, we talked at the very beginning of the program, we had people on from Yes California who were saying we would like to have California secede from the United States. They were people on the left. They didn't like Donald Trump. He's not their president. They want to go. We made that very, and as I looked at it, it's like, well, fine, go ahead and go. Just let the people in the conservative areas stay if they want to. We've always seen that type of thing. We saw it in the Civil War. When Virginia seceded, the people in West Virginia said, no, we want to stay in the Union. And so you've got now Virginia and West Virginia. Same thing could happen in California. So I said, let the people who want to go and, rule themselves. I'm all for self-governance. I'm all for government becoming closer to people. And that's one of the things that is pulling the European Union apart. People have seen the fraud. They don't like to be dictated to from a distance. They want more control over their lives, more control over the government. They want government to be closer to them so that they can control it. And so that's what's happening with new news in Spain. Catalonia's government has now had yet another election, and the people are coming back in. And the question is, are they going to arrest these people who have been banned by the Spanish government? So we're seeing this happening everywhere. Is it going to happen in America? Yes, it will. It will eventually. As I've said many times, Texas alone is many times larger than all the original 13 colonies in terms of population. And they were concerned that government was too far, too distant. They didn't want to have a central government dictating things to them. And it was about the tenth of the size of Texas. So will we see states leave the Union? Will we see some of them split apart so that they can have still remain in the Union? Because that's what conservatives are saying. The new California people are saying, we want to stay in the United States. We just don't want to stay in California. I don't blame them. A lot of people are exiting California. So stay with us. Got a lot of news coming up. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a new nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, January the 17th, 2018. I'm David Knight. As I said at the top of the hour, the clock is ticking on what is going to happen with funding the government or putting dreamers in front of everybody. Dreamers in front of our children, dreamers in front of the people who are in the U.S. military looking to be supported by the government. They won't get any funding if the Democrats have their way, because we're going to have the dreamers or everything's going to shut down, according to the Democrats. Are they really going to do that? Are they going to do it to their buddies in the Washington bureaucracies? Are the Democrats really going to shut down that funding? Well, there's more betrayal that is coming from the Democrats. We're going to talk about how the race card has really been trumped. People need to understand that this race card that's being played, as we hear these reports being said, oh, he said, Shaholi in the meeting. So that means that he's a racist, because he was saying that not about a country, but about individual people. He doesn't like them because of who they are. Well, we know the Democrats don't like us because of who we are. Hillary Clinton called us deplorables. They doubled down on it. They thought that was just great. So that's fine. Okay. That's fine. You don't like us, but it's okay. You can hate middle America, you can hate white people, but that's okay. But even when Trump says something about a country, and it is very true if you look at the statistics, and we're going to go over that today, as to what's happening with crime figures, we need to know who are coming in from these other countries, and we need to have some control over that. Otherwise, it is nothing other than an invasion. But the Democrats are fine with that. They think that's going to work out good for them politically, so we'll see how that works out. Meanwhile, we have with Bitcoin, we're also going to cover this later. Is this a crypto dip, as John McAfee has called it, or is it a cryptopocalypse, as others have called it? We have an amazing story about the Pentagon suggesting that cyber attacks should be countered with nuclear weapons. When I saw this last night, I could not contain my anger. These people who have floated this idea under Obama, the deep state is now floating it again. I hope that they do not gaslight President Trump into signing this thing. This is absolute insanity. As I said last night, how can you tell the origin of a cyber attack? We all know you can't do that. And long ago, I talked to John McAfee when all this Russian stuff was starting. They were saying, look, it's got fingerprints on it. Now, eventually we found out that the FBI and these intelligence agencies, it wasn't all 17. They lied about that. They were repeating the talking points of Hillary Clinton in a debate. That's what James Clapper and others said. But then when they got him under oath, he said, well, no, it wasn't all 17. It was me, and it was representatives from the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI. We all got together and decided, yeah, we'll take the word of CrowdStrike, who was the private contractor for the Democrats, and would not turn over that information to the FBI, and the FBI said, oh, okay, all right, that's okay, you can keep that, I guess, sorry I bothered you, have a nice day, went away. Who else did they do that to besides Hillary Clinton and the Democrats? Nobody. Not even to the Republicans, not even to the president. But as we were looking at this and talking about it before that information came out, John McAfee said, this is absolutely absurd. Nobody in their right mind would leave their fingerprints all over the place, especially a state agency. If the Russians were doing something like this, they wouldn't leave fingerprints on. The fact that you got Russian fingerprints on it probably means it isn't the Russians. So all these intelligence agencies would have that. That'd be the first thing that you would do. And then we subsequently saw the Vault 7 manuals that were released by WikiLeaks showing that, yes, in fact, they did have owner manuals and tools that would do precisely that. The CIA can make it look like they're any country. They can, all this stuff about, oh, yeah, it looks like from analyzing the keystrokes and blah, 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 that it came from Russia. No, they have ways to mask that. They can look like they're all the usual suspects, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, anybody like that. So to say that we're going to have a nuclear war started because we've got some kind of a crypto hack, even if it is devastating, is absolute insanity. As I said, what are you going to do? You're going to nuke the World Wide Web? Who are you gonna blow up? It's insane. It's insane. And we talked about the mutual assured destruction policy. MAD, as in crazy. That was the policy that governed us during the Cold War. MAD. Well, this is insane. What they're talking about here. These are people who cannot control their own employee records in the federal government. They've been hacked. We've seen credit agencies be hacked and 143 million plus records of Americans and other people abroad have been hacked. All of our identity information has been hacked, from our social security numbers to our credit worthiness and our bank account information. That's all been hacked. They can't control any of this stuff. But now they want to just start firing off nuclear weapons if they do something like this. I mean, talk about a potential for another 9/11. That's what they're trying to lay here. And we'll get to it later, but the Pentagon, meanwhile, we've got $21 trillion worth of unauthorized spending by U.S. government discovered by an economics professor, and the Pentagon audit has already turned up nearly $1 billion in just missing helicopters. They've lost about $1 billion worth of helicopters. Trillions have been spent on quote-unquote mysterious items. We don't know even what those are. These are people who can't or won't control their own spending. And of course, a lot of this is going to be money that is corruption and is funneled into black operations, that they don't want you to know about because it's none of your business if they go to war or if they get involved in a regime change. You just pay your taxes and shut up. If we need to, we'll draft your kids to go fight in their wars that they start. I quite frankly, the idea that everything that the government does is hidden from us is probably one of the most dangerous things that we have accepted in this country. But we're going to get into some other stuff that's pretty dangerous that we've accepted, like the idea that they can spy on us all the time for any reason or no reason at all. And that's what they're doing, and they've shut down the filibuster that Rand Paul and others. There's going to be a bipartisan filibuster of this bill, but there's not very many people in the Senate who really care about the Constitution. But let's go over some news, and we'll get into these other issues in depth. We're also going to be joined in the program later by Lionel and by Michael Meharry, who is with the 10th Amendment Center. We have a constitutional crisis that is building because of state nullification of the unconstitutional federal prohibition we call the war on drugs. As I've said before, forget 420. Talk about 1018, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment, the one for prohibition. If you look at those two amendments, you find that our government has been operating criminally. You want to talk about legalizing marijuana? Let's talk about legalizing the government. So we're going to do that with Michael Meharry when he joins us later. Let's take a look at the news. 164 companies are now crediting Trump and his tax cut for employee bonuses and price cuts for customers. We've seen utility companies across the country, even utility companies in the District of Columbia and very left-leaning areas like Washington, Oregon State, even in California, saying, yeah, you know, we run as a government monopoly, so when we get money back, we're going to pass it along to you. We've had 164 companies now put out bonuses, many of them substantial, but of course, Nancy Pelosi just dismisses this as crumbs. That's just crumbs. It's contemptible. $1,000 here, $2,000. That's nothing. My husband's an investment banker. That's just a crumb. And yet she will fight you for every crumb on your table. She wants that to belong to her. She wants to hand it out to you with conditions and strings attached. That's the way they get their control, by keeping you dependent. I saw a picture of one individual who was writing bonus checks to his employees, and he put down on the memo line This is the Trump Tax Cut and Jobs Act, just so they know. And I think that's very important for people who are doing this, for the businesses to say, it's because of this, and this is how the economy works. You don't get more money by having mandates from a government that confiscates all of your money and your labor and then hands it back to it as an allowance or as a mandate to a company. They can't continue to mandate increases in minimum wage. But you can have increases in wages. You can have increases in jobs. You can have bonuses if the government stops stealing as much of your money as they do. That's the bottom line. And they have to do this to push back against the Nancy Pelosi's and the socialists that are being cranked out by our colleges. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whoo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. There's been some new information since, I think it was last Friday, that there was a FOIA request. It's Friday or Saturday. FOIA requests that were honored by the Las Vegas Police Department. They released some new information. We talked about that yesterday or Tuesday. Oh, let's see. Today is Wednesday. I think it was Monday we talked about it. Anyway, it was the girlfriend of the alleged shooter, the one that they have absolutely no pictures of him anywhere in the hotel. The most heavily surveilled areas on earth, these Las Vegas hotels, but they have no picture of the individual. They said, look, we found some emails where he was talking to himself about, we're going to stock up on some guns and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's like, I'm not really sure who he's talking to, but I don't think it was himself. Maybe they'll find out when they finished analyzing his brain for motives. That's what they're really doing. That's what they're not going to know until sometime next fall, about his motives until they finish analyzing, physically analyzing his brain. Not much better than phrenology, is it? You know, we would go back, determine if somebody was a criminal by measuring the bumps on their head. Well, now they're going to do it by looking at his brain, see if they can find anything that's physiologically wrong that would explain this. Well, why don't you just show us some evidence? Got any evidence of this guy being there? We've had all kinds of alterations in the timeline, including, oh, yeah, you know, we fired some shots in his room and so forth. We're also hearing that his girlfriend, this is one of the things that came out, had told the police, so you'll probably find my fingerprints on the ammunition, and they did. She, as soon as she heard about the shooting in Las Vegas, she took down her Facebook page immediately before it was even announced, his name was even announced. Now they're saying new charges are possible in the Mandalay Bay shooting, but the mystery still shrouds these broken closed circuit televisions that they have all through the casinos. They can zoom down on the most minute details. As I've said before, I worked at one point for a Department of Transportation that had set up cameras along the interstate so that they could identify an accident quickly. As it'd see the traffic back up, they would be able to zoom down an incredible amount. You could not believe how far they would zoom down. And then they could notify people who would, actually in North Carolina, they had people who were always out there trying to clear traffic jams, trying to help people, not just writing tickets or trying to collect money from people. I thought that was pretty amazing. But they got these cameras, and the cameras are all driven by the casino industry. And you cannot believe how far these cameras can zoom in. And that was quite some time ago. That was 10 years ago, probably, that it was doing that. So they don't have any of that footage, none of that footage. But they do say that warrants, they have sealed warrants. The spokesperson for the Las Vegas Police Department did not say who would face charges. As they're saying, they got the emails that revealed that Paddock was engaging in cryptic exchange with himself. Because, you know, we all send email to ourselves about what's going on. If you look at those emails, it looks like he's talking to somebody about a gun deal. And that was one of the things that we suggested as a possible motivation for this. We'll probably never know the truth. There have been a lot of cases for those people out there who want to call us tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. There's been a lot of cases of the government setting up arms deals. They're called the Gun Walking series. The most famous one of those is the Fast and Furious. And sometimes they go wrong. We had a federal agent killed. That's what blew that up. But maybe this is one of those things that went wrong. They said also the lack of any closed circuit television footage anywhere in the hotels seems to be still very mysterious and unsolved. No footage has been seen of Paddock checking in at the Mandalay Bay lobby, reports Zero Hedge, walking around in the hotel, or lugging more than 20 long rifles up to his 32nd floor room along with thousands of rounds of ammunition. No footage whatsoever. Nothing to see here. Move along. We don't have any of that. Don't have any of that. And they point out that this is not unprecedented, actually, for Mandalay Bay even. So that in the past, there was theft of marketing materials during the 2017 VMworld Conference that was at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in August of that year, which is just a short time before, about a month or so before the shooting. Hotel officials were unable to provide any closed-circuit television footage due to, quote-unquote, camera equipment malfunction, they said. You believe that? And what had happened was these people who run the convention said that about 200 badges had been removed from some stands. And essentially, the Mandalay Bay said, badges? We ain't got no stinking badges. And we got no footage of anything that happened. And this is proprietary. We're not going to give you anything that we're recording here. They're very careful, just like the government. Isn't it interesting? Just like the government. The people who spy on everything that you do don't want you to know what their spy capability is. And so there's absolutely no way that they're going to turn this footage over, if they have it. But that is a big glaring flag for everybody to take a look at this. Meanwhile, we have the National Park Service in a bit of a protest. 9 of the 12 members of the National Park System Advisory Board, these are civilians who appointed this, have now resigned because they don't like the things that are being done. We've got a Trump administration that is moving in the right direction, and these people don't like it. Quite frankly, these parks ought to be put under state control, and that was really what was at the center of the Bunkerville standoff. The fact that the government under the Constitution is not allowed to have anything other than District of Columbia, some forts and so forth, and this entire national park system could be run by the states, and you would have different approaches to running it. And I think that that would be preferable. But to take 80 to 90% of the land in some of these western states as they're doing, and then to send in an army to run the people off, the final people off, after your policies have put 51 out of 52 or 52 out of 53. I can't remember the original number of ranchers that were in that area. But they ran off everybody but the Bundys, and then they sent in the armed thugs to run them out. And Ammon Bundy, who's been released from prison now, as the fraud and the crimes of the federal government were exposed, had a press conference just a couple days ago. And he said, they basically came to kill our family. He said, if we allow the federal government to blatantly just disregard the very charter that organized them, then what's going to keep them intact on everything else? It's very important that when we see them overstepping their boundaries, no matter what it is, that we put them back in that box. And we're going to see how that is not happening in a variety of ways when we come back in the next section. And, of course, it was Chief U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro who criticized prosecutors for what she said were willful violations. They were saying that the aggressors were the militia. Ammon set the record straight. He said they were lying about this. They came there to save our lives because we'd seen all this stuff in Ruby Ridge and Waco. That's why I went there, to try to expose that. That's why the militia went there to try to stop it. And then they came back and said, oh, they're criminals. They need to be locked up without bail for 2 years. He said to be able to actually have a district court judge say what she did vindicates the reason why we did this was not to pick a fight. We did it because we knew there was an issue here that needed attention. They just flat out lied. They basically came to kill our family. They surrounded us with snipers. Then they wanted to lie about it all like none of it happened. And they were caught. And you know who else gets a big shout out on this? The honest whistleblower who worked for the Bureau of Land Management, Larry Wooten.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the Bundy family and how they said these guys basically came to kill us. They were the aggressors. We were trying to defend it, he said. And we had seen all this before. And so had the people who came to defend them. That's why we reported that. But he said, what do you say? What do they say? The most peaceful neighborhood is the one where everybody owns guns. And maybe that's why Baltimore is in such trouble. And New Jersey is going to follow them right down that path with this new Democrat governor. We're going to get to that in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we are about to end the sale that we've extended from the beginning of the year. We had a New Year's sale, massive discounts on a wide variety of products. Many of those we've had to remove from the sale, and the sale itself is going to be ending soon. We have to make sure that we hold things in reserve for the people who have signed up for AutoShip. And if you haven't done that, if you've tried the products, you find that they're effective, you've done your research, whatever, then you can get a 10% discount. You pick the interval, the products that you want. If you get more than $50 worth of products, you get it for free shipping. So we hold these products back to make sure that we can fulfill those auto ship orders. But we still have many products that were part of the original sale that are still at 50% off. So it's a great time. Make sure, but this is the final days of this sale. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12, Super Male Vitality, all of those 50% off, and some of our newest products, Alpha Power, Cell Force, The Real Red Pill, 50% off as well. And Carnivore and Floralife, another couple of our newest products, are 33% off. So take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps this program independent. And it is, as Alex has said many times, not just a win-win, it's a 360 win. Everybody all around wins. You get free and independent media, and you also get the very best products for your health and for your family's health. All right, so what is going on in Baltimore, this place where they don't like guns, but they have an exploding crime rate, violent crime with guns, even though they are extending their gun control laws. They have a massive surveillance state. They're destroying liberty. And they've got a bed bug infestation that's worse than anywhere else in the country. This is truly, as they say, it is America's Sheol, if you want to put it that way. And it is the policies of the government that is turning it into that. It isn't necessarily the people there, but it is the policies of the government and the people who continue to elect the government. And that's what we're talking about when President Trump said that about the nations. We're saying, look, look at the leaders there. So then on day one, even when we tried to help poor countries or countries where there is a natural disaster like Haiti, what happens to that aid? Well, we have our corrupt officials in the State Department giving the money to corrupt officials who run those governments in other countries, and our foreign aid provided by taxpayers goes to those corrupt officials in the foreign countries. That's why many of us don't support that. I've not supported foreign aid in any way, shape, or form for a very long time because it never works when it's done government to government. It does not work. There's too much corruption. And frankly, there's too much corruption in most private charities. Exhibit A, of course, is the Clinton Foundation and the billions of dollars that they stole that was intended for relief in Haiti. And we've talked about this over the last several days. Baltimore, then, is another example of a corrupt government that is turning the area that they govern over. Look at Detroit and the Democrat policies and what they have done there. The real Sheol, as they say, on Zero Hedge, are democratically controlled cities across the United States that let their inner cities deteriorate, that destroy our freedom, our independence, our ability to earn a living. Welfare becomes a right, but starting a business is a privilege that you need a license for. That's the inverted America that we have right now that is destroying us. That mentality, that mindset coming from the Democrats. Baltimore ranks high for widespread death and destruction. They report the city's population hit a 100-year low last year as residents fled to neighborhoods to escape the violent crime. But of course, once they usher in Agenda 21, and the urban planners, who are socialists themselves, want to shut down that kind of urban sprawl. They don't want you to be able to get out of the inner city. They don't want you to be able to even get to the suburbs if you've got a job in Baltimore. No. They're going to keep you locked up in your micro apartment. That's really what they want to do. It's absolutely amazing. And, of course, there's an article today. Let's show people who are watching the broadcast here. This concrete pipe home, only 100 square feet. We've talked before about the 200 square foot apartments that are in Agenda 21 and the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability. They don't lock you in these micro apartments in the cities. They want to limit your transportation options, make it very expensive for you to do that. They don't want to maintain roads or infrastructure for you to be able to commute outside of a city. And they want to put you in these little tiny 100 square foot concrete tubes that they can stack and then just have a door at the front of it. And of course, with that door, you can see everything that's going on with it. You know, here's some footage of it here as well. You know, when I went to China with my family to adopt my daughter, outside of the cities, we would be going through the villages desperately poor. And when I look at these concrete tubes here, and there's an Asian man as well. I don't know. Maybe he's the one that is proposing this. I basically saw that. They didn't have them in concrete tubes. Instead, you had people who were living in storage sheds. And you would drive down the road as we went out into the neighboring villages to see what was going on there and to see how people lived. The people who were wealthier than some of the villagers had homes that were set up inside of a storage shed. And they would just be sitting there. You can see as you're driving by, it's all glass and you're just looking into this tube in the front of it. No privacy there. I guess they could put curtains up or something. But in China, when we went through there, they just had storage sheds that were lined up parallel to the road, and they had no windows, no doors, except for the garage door that was in the front. So they would roll that up and they would just sit there in their living room, exposed to the weather, exposed to people go by, have absolutely no privacy, just living in a storage shed. And that's what this is. Actually, this is even worse than what I saw in China. But that's what they want with Agenda 21. And of course, Google, or Alphabet as they call it, is experimenting on ways to surveil you in every inch of their cities. That's what Agenda 21 is about. It's simply about, it's about poverty, control, and a control grid that they want to set up. And we're not going to let them do that to us. We're going to wake you up. You're going to wake up your neighbors. We're going to demand that we be treated with dignity, that we have individual liberty. So getting back to Baltimore, you've got intelligence agencies that are circling overhead with light aircraft using optics and other spy tech to monitor the residents. See? Total panopticon, just like Google wants to do in these Agenda 21 neighborhoods. A network of cameras on city streets using facial recognition software to track you everywhere you go. Yet, they have a homicide per capita on par with Venezuela. That's the Democrats for you. That's Bernie Sanders' policies for you. That's why I call him Bernie Sandinista. He still loves the Sandinistas and Nicaragua, the communists. And the opioid crisis is adding fuel to the fire, signaling the most violent days are just ahead. That's Baltimore. That's the Democrat future that awaits us. And we're going to talk about what they want to do with the DACA program and how this race card that has been played by Dick Durbin has finally been exposed. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Also, the failure to protect the Fourth Amendment and any aspect of our Constitution. Had Rand Paul and some others were going to filibuster this newest attack on the Fourth Amendment, this FISA reauthorization. We'll talk about that when it comes back. Yeah, it was shut down. They had 60 senators to shut down anybody talking about the Constitution. They don't even want it talked about in the U.S. Senate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, it's midnight in Moscow, isn't it? Boy, we're going under Cold War type of surveillance, and it's getting very dark. We have the Congress plotting to cut a hole in the Fourth Amendment again. That's a title from a Zero Hedge article by Judge Napolitano, talking about the Fourth Amendment, talking about how we became a country. One of the key things motivating us to declare our independence from Great Britain was the use of general warrants, as he points out, the fact that you would have British courts meeting in secret. They would not issue warrants based on probable cause or evidence or suspicion of a crime. Instead, they would issue these warrants to invade the privacy of Americans living in the colony so they could find out who the rebels were. And that's what our government is doing right now. These are general warrants. They want to know who you are. And they're not going to get a warrant. They don't even get a warrant against President Trump. As they were called out, they said, yeah, it would have been so easy for them to get a warrant. 99% of the warrants that have been requested from the FISA court have been granted. So why would some of these people coming after President Trump not even bother with that? They don't care about any of this stuff. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about FISA. They don't care. They do whatever they wish. There is no controlling legal authority for these people whatsoever. And as he points out, FISA, do you know what FISA stands for? Do you know what the F this is about? The F is about foreign. Foreign. The operative word here is foreign, not domestic, not Mr. and Mrs. America, not Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul has said in the past. The F is also for the Fourth Amendment, which is being destroyed, being shredded by these people. And Judge Napolitano points out in this article, all of this spying today is being done in real time. He says, yeah, it goes back to the 1970s. People were upset about Watergate and so forth. It actually goes back even farther than that. It was back in the 1960s that they were doing massive surveillance with wiretaps when it was actually wires. Now they're not wired, so it's even easier for them to tap everybody. But that was what the Congress was about. But it was also the publicity that came along with Watergate. And they started looking at issues like that. They started looking at the actions of the CIA. And as I've said before, the church committee, the only thing that surfaced from this, the only thing that the public saw of this were the heart attack guns and the sensational reports about CIA assassinations. But what was even more sensational that they didn't want you to see was that AT&T was partnering with the government to surveil every American at the time through their telephone system. And so these people in Congress, Senator Church, Congressman Pike, who also had a committee in the House, you never hear anything about that because Pike went after the NSA. And the NSA said, we're not even going to show you our charter. We were created by an executive order from President Truman, and we're not going to show it to you. That's the arrogance of these people. And at the time, they were only about, 30 years old, I guess, at the time. But they were already an empire unto themselves, a government unto themselves, unaccountable to our elected congressmen. And it's gotten far worse than that because we're another 40 years on. And we have seen how they have used the law that was meant to control their actions. They have now used that as an excuse to go farther. They use the FISA court, the FISA system, to do even more surveillance and to get these warrants. But as Judge Napolitano points out, today the federal government employs more than 60,000 domestic spies. William Binney said, this is far worse. He said, I spent my life looking and surveilling East Germany, the Stasi, the people who are the classic example of a surveillance state out of control. But it was very crude. They were using human intelligence. They were using human snitches. And more than half of the population was spying on the rest of the people and turning it in. And so he says, I watched East Germany. I watched Soviet Russia. He said, what we have today is far, far worse. Far worse in its extent and far, far worse in its technical capability. Judge Napolitano points out 60,000 domestic spies, one spy for every 5,500 Americans. But don't worry, they're going to make that ratio even better. You know what I think about the original First Amendment to the Constitution? The original First Amendment to the Constitution was to limit the number of people that could be represented by a congressman. And they were going to limit it. They were, as the population grew, they were never going to have more than 50,000 people represented by a U.S. congressman. Never more than 50,000. And so that would mean today that I don't know, I worked out the math, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 different congressmen. We could handle that with the technology we've got today. They don't all need to meet in the same place, and it would be better for us if they lived in the communities rather than living in Washington and being corrupted by that power and wealth that has been concentrated in that area. But we could do that today. It'd be effective to do that today. They don't do that. They limited it to a fixed number of people. So the number of people that they represents continues to grow and grow. It's well over 500,000 now. But instead of limiting the number of congressmen so that every 50,000 people has one congressman, now we have an America where every 5,500 people has a person spying on them, has their own personal spy, if you want to look at it that way. So you've only got, it's 500,000 or more, 500, 600,000 people for every congressman, but only 5,500 people for every government domestic spy. And as Judge Napolitano points out, and I've said it this last week as well, it's amazing that President Trump would come out and say, hey, they use this stuff against me. This is bad stuff. And then later on, he would get the call, and they would say, you know, this is really about American security. Oh, okay, all right, we'll do that. And then say, well, but it's really about getting bad guys. And I've got the feature at the top of our YouTube page, Real News of David Knight. I've got to feature that speech where I took it, stopped it as he was going through. It was Michael Hayden, former head of the NSA, former head of the CIA, talking to law students at William & Mary. And we've got to feature that at the top of our webpage there so people can see this. You've got to see what these people think about us and what they're doing, bragging about the fact they don't go after bad people, they go after interesting people. And so Judge Napolitano said, I'm surprised that President Trump actually supports this. He has himself been the target of unlawful foreign surveillance. Of course, it's people like the president and people who are enemies of the deep state that are going to be the target of the deep state. He has been the target of unlawful foreign surveillance and unconstitutional authorized domestic surveillance. He said fire and fury, even quotes former British Prime Minister Tony Blair warning a newly elected President Trump about this very thing. And yet we go through with it. And we have, let's play a little bit of Rand Paul. They shut down this filibuster, would not give him a chance. Ron Wyden, Rand Paul, others wanted to filibuster this unconstitutional bill. But in a cloture vote that was passed 60-38, the Senate voted to move ahead and not even listen to any talk about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Just shut their ears, shut their eyes, and shut the mouths of people like Rand Paul and Ron Wyden, anybody who's concerned about an unconstitutional overreaching government. Here's a little bit of what they had to say afterwards, because they could still hold a press conference. That hasn't been declared illegal for senators yet. But that day is coming. Here's what they had to say.
What we have assembled today is a diverse group of senators from both sides of the aisle who are organizing together to filibuster the FISA bill. We are here to filibuster the bill because we think there need to be more protections for Americans. FISA is about spying on foreigners in foreign lands. I think most of us agree that the program has value and is useful. But we should not use information collected without constitutional protection on Americans. And so at the very least, there ought to be a warrant to search an American in the database. The database is enormous. We think maybe millions of Americans are caught up in this database. The intelligence community has not been very forthcoming about how many Americans are in the database, whether or not domestic to domestic, purely domestic information is in the database, and how often they're looking at it. So we would like to see more protections for the for Americans, and we would like to see that the Constitution is adhered to as it was intended. With that, I'd like to introduce Senator Wyden.
Thank you, Senator Paul. So great to be here with Chairman Leahy, Senator Daines. What unites our bipartisan coalition is that we strongly oppose an end run on our Constitution. We
all right, we're out of time
united
on that, but that is exactly what is happening, folks. It's an end run on the Constitution, and more than 60 senators didn't even want to hear any discussion about it. Yeah, it's about spying on foreigners in foreign lands, as William Binney said. He spent his whole life doing that. He said, now we're far worse than anything he ever saw. I feel like a stranger in a strange land. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each
That's
other
right.
and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Here at the top of the hour, let's take a look at some gun news. As I mentioned the last hour, Chris Christie is no longer the governor. He left office yesterday. And his final act in leaving office was to do a gun control measure. It was simply symbolic. It actually has no value whatsoever to ban bump stocks. That is part of this Las Vegas narrative that we're being fed. It's about the only thing that's really come out of that. You know, they haven't really doubled down on that narrative because it is so phony. They haven't had the guts to really push gun control, except in New Jersey, of course. And we have our establishment Republicans who are all willing to have a photo op about this. And again, we look at the bump stocks. It's a novelty item. It is not a very effective weapon. And the same thing can be accomplished any number of ways. You can even tie the gun to your belt. What this is really about is criminalizing for responsible gun owners some individual has been accused of doing. And we're going to talk about how they do this in a variety of ways on a variety of subjects when we come back. But let's just stay focused on gun control. New governor Phil Murphy, the Democrat, has made no bones about the fact that he wants massive gun control in New Jersey. And, of course, this is one of the areas in the country that has the most gun control. But they want to ban 50 caliber weapons. They want to really make a push on smart guns, which we know are one of the dumbest things that that's ever been invented. That's why they put the prefix smart. Whenever you see somebody selling you something like a smart city or a smart car or a smart gun, it's because they think you're stupid enough to buy that. And all they have to do is put smart in front of it, and you'll buy this idiotic thing that they've come up with that's going to not be in your best interest. And then, of course, they want massive new taxes on gun purchases and perhaps even on guns that people own. And when we look at what has happened in New Jersey in the past, and to his credit, as I said before, Governor Christie has pardoned some people who have been entrapped in these draconian gun control laws that they have in New Jersey. New Jersey is Exhibit A and why we need to have national reciprocity. And yet we've had another establishment Republican, Mitch McConnell, who has ignored the National Reciprocity Act for now 45 consecutive weeks. And what this means is that if you are a law-abiding citizen who, in spite of your God-given, constitutionally recognized rights to defend yourself and to keep and bear arms, if in spite of all that, you say, I'm going to try to live as much as possible at peace with these people who think that they own me, and I will go through all kinds of extra hoops and fill out all their paperwork and take all their courses and show them that I am a responsible citizen. I'll let them vet me, background check me, jump through every legal hoop that they have set up here, and become a concealed carry owner. That we're not going to let places like New Jersey lock people up who are traveling through there. And yet that's what national reciprocity is about. And it got new traction because of the congressmen who were shot at and a couple of them shot, one of them very seriously, playing baseball. And they said, look, we're congressmen and we can't carry in the District of Columbia. We're licensed concealed carry holders in our states, and we're congressmen, and we can't carry in the District of Columbia. We need to have national reciprocity. We need to have for everybody. They put a bill together, and Mitch McConnell won't even bring it to the floor. They introduced it into the Senate March 1st last year. We're coming up to the one-year anniversary. Mr. Mitch McConnell, I'll tell you what, he and his wife are a piece of work. Elaine Chao is head of the Department of Transportation, and she is removing all safety requirements for automated self-driving cars. These people are just reprehensible. Mitch McConnell and his wife. And as they point out, Breitbart, his silence is ironic, given the fact that he cloaks himself in the Second Amendment, as all these establishment Republicans do. But they're not going to support your God-given rights. They want to have a wedge issue to keep you voting for them. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight with the real news. And, of course, we had some fake news happening in the White House yesterday at a press conference. And President Trump actually threw out CNN's White House correspondent, Jim Acosta. And basically, Acosta is continuing to harass him over this Chihole comment, which, as I pointed out yesterday, they played over 195 times in just one day. Could not get enough of that. Could not play the race card enough. And again, it is an incredible stretch to turn that into a racist attack. But that's what CNN is about. The handmaids of the Democrat Party. And so he brought it into the White House, into a press conference, and I'll play this clip for you, because the press conference is over, and he just keeps hectoring the president, in spite of the fact that there is some lady there who is saying, thank you, please leave now, please leave now, completely ignoring. I would not want to have her job. What a frustrating job that is. But President Trump just looks over at him, looks him right in the eye, and points at him and says, out. So here's that clip.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jim.
Mr. President, did you say that
you thanks, everyone, for voting for exiting. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I want him to come in from everywhere, everywhere. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, everyone. Jim, thank you. Jim, thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Mr. President,
Jen,
thank
you. Jen,
so it's hard to hear what's going on there, because you got that poor lady who is trying to get these people like Jim Acosta to leave, and they will not leave. And Jim Acosta keeps asking President Trump, did you say that you want more people to come in from Norway? Did you say you want more people from Norway? Is that true, Mr. President? He says, I want people from everywhere. I want everybody here, whatever. And so then Jim Acosta says, but you want just Caucasian, white countries, right? Or do you want people to come from other parts of the world? People of color. And he just looks at him in the eye and he goes, out. Just get out. Just get out. We're going to talk about how the race card has been trumped. That was one way that it's been done, but it's been more effectively done by Trump's policies, quite frankly. And we're going to talk about how the Democrats are painting themselves into a very dangerous corner with throwing down the gauntlet on DACA. And say, we're not going to fund the government. We're not going to fund the military. We're not going to fund the D.C. bureaucracy. their buddies. America can go to a Shaholi as far as they're concerned and become one. And they do that with the different policies, as I mentioned in the last hour. Places like Baltimore, places like Detroit. We know what they turn America into with their policies. And that's what they're trying to play here. But we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, though, there was something else that came out from President Trump yesterday. And maybe that was what this press conference was about. I didn't get the beginning of that press conference. But he proclaimed yesterday to be a day of religious freedom. He had a religious freedom proclamation. He said the government shouldn't force Americans to choose between their faith and the law, whether they are, quote, a nun, a nurse, a baker, or a business owner. Good for him. Good for him. And he went on to say, unfortunately, not all have recognized the importance of religious freedom. And I would add, or the free exercise of religion, which is what this is about. You know, you can say, well, you got religious freedom, but go in your closet. We don't want to see this in the public area. I don't want to see it in a public school or whatever. It's not about that. It's about the free exercise of religion. And understand that the First Amendment was there as a prohibition on what the federal government could do. As I've pointed out before, there was several decades later before you had Massachusetts stop funding and having an officially state-supported religion. All the original colonies had official religions. And some of them, they required you to actually attend that official church. But the rest of them required you to attend, pay taxes to that church, even if they didn't require you to attend it. And that continued for about another 40 years in Massachusetts, also continued in, I think it was Connecticut, a little bit less time after that, after they passed the First Amendment, which clearly shows that it is not against the constitutional amendment or the intent of the founders, and it is not establishment of religion for us to be able to pray in public, to pray in schools, as the ACLU has falsely turned this into a persecution of the free exercise of religion. But President Trump said, unfortunately, not all have recognized the importance of religious freedom, whether by threatening tax consequences. Here he's talking about the Johnson Amendment that tried to gag pastors because they can be very effective in terms of political movements, just like social media can. So they've got to gag pastors as well as social media. Threatening tax consequences for particular forms of religious speech or forcing people to comply with laws that violate their core religious beliefs. In other words, putting a mandate to pay for abortions and putting it on nuns. Okay, so without sufficient justification, said these incursions little by little can destroy the fundamental freedom that is underlying our democracy. And I find it interesting that as Pope Francis began his tour of Chile and Peru, he began with an apology about sexual abuse by priests. But you know, I haven't heard anything about the persecution of the nuns being forced to buy insurance under Obamacare by the Obama mandate. It's kind of interesting how silent he was about that. But he did have something to say. He did apologize for sexual abuse by priests. And we've actually got a video of that. Let's run the video. This is the Pope apologizing for pedophile sex abuse by priests.
Well, excuse me!
And of course, that is Steve Martin. But he was wearing a white suit, just like the Pope does occasionally. But usually the Pope doesn't wear balloons tied around his head, at least not in public. I have to say that this apology rings really cynical and hollow when you look back on the history of this Pope. When he came in, he said, well, I only think that we're going to do something about sex abuse with priests, but I think it's only about 2% of the priests that are out there. Well, it's fine. Do something about that. And we went through the math and we said, well, that's about 8,000 priests. We're going to see a lot of heads roll if he's really serious about this. Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. As a matter of fact, the number three? Pell, Archbishop Pell. Because Australia got rid of their statute of limitations, they then indicted Archbishop Pell, and he's gone back to Australia to face charges, and he was part of the Pope's inner circle. And then when the Pope came here to America, and we reported on that, he went to Washington, to New York, and then had a big family conference in Philadelphia. Bring all the families in the world. I'm a family man. I've got a little child that they set up that somehow this little tiny toddler who could barely walk got through all the heavy security surrounding the Pope and was able to run up to him and to be embraced by him with a little sign that says, "We want deferred action on parents, DAPA and DACA." And so that was a photo op that was arranged by the priest, just as this whole thing was in Philadelphia. And even brought in a guy who is a high ranking, I think he was a cardinal. And he had to leave that area because he had covered up the sexual abuse of many priests. He had shifted them around, played musical chairs with them. Actually, it's more like a shell game. Sending them to another jurisdiction so that nobody would know that they were a pedophile, which is the worst thing you could do. Worse than even leaving them there in place, because you're still leaving them there to victimize other people. But putting them somewhere where people don't really know what this guy is about. He brings him into the conference there in Philadelphia. And then he has this, "I cannot help but express the pain and shame, shame that I feel over the irreparable harm caused to children by church ministers." Well, you know, there's a thing in the Bible called repentance that maybe you want to look up. Because if you haven't changed anything about the way that you do business, if you haven't changed anything or jailed any of these people, or even taken them out of their office, you're not sorry whatsoever. What a phony apology. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Michael Meharry of the 10th Amendment Center about Jeff Sessions and the coming important constitutional issues over marijuana prohibition. This is a constitutional issue, folks. Remember that thing that they don't want to talk about? The Fourth Amendment that they wanted to shut down Rand Paul, Ron Wyden, and other people who wanted to talk about unconstitutional surveillance without search warrants and so forth? Well, there's another glaring thing that they don't want to talk about, and that is the war on drugs. So we're going to talk about the constitutional crisis, the state nullification that is already underway of at least marijuana, if not the war on drugs. And so we're going to talk to Michael Meharry about this in just one moment with the 10th Amendment Center. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that are about to end. We've extended them for a couple of weeks. These are the New Year's sales. And, you know, New Year's is a time that a lot of people will take stock and should at least do that once a year, at the very least. But that's a time that a lot of people take stock of what's happening in their life, take a look at their health, make some resolutions to live healthier, to exercise more, to eat better, and to take a look at what they can do nutritionally. And that's a big part of it. Taking control of your life, educating yourself about what you need in your life, the effectiveness of certain supplements. Do your research. And I think you'll find, if you do your research, that we have the best products and the most effective products that you'll find anywhere on the internet at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got many of those now that we've extended into a massive discount of 50% off. Things like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, those are still 50% off, as is Super Male Vitality. All these still 50% off. And then some of our newest products, Alpha Power, Cell Force, The Real Red Pill, all those 50% off, but not for much longer at InfoWarsStore.com. We have to put these things aside to meet auto ship requirements, and that's probably why most of the items that are still left, except for the ones that we've had for a very long time that we keep a deep stock on, it's primarily some of our newer products. But you may find, if you do the research, that you want to, it's a great time to try them while they're 50% off, or Carnivore and Flora Life that are 33% off. A lot of people haven't signed up for auto ship for those, perhaps, so that's why we still have some of those in supply and still a massive discount. So inform yourself, take control of your life, and take advantage of these discounts. And help fund an independent media organization here at InfoWars. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars at InfoWarsLife.com. We thank you for your support. All right, let's go now to Michael Meharry. He is the National Communications Director for the 10th Amendment Center. That is a very important amendment. You know, we look at the Bill of Rights, the first, all the rights are about individual liberty. They're all about the rights of the people. And then that's the first eight. And then in the 9th Amendment, they say, well, you know, if we haven't specifically given this, it's still retained by the people and by the states, is what the 9th and 10th Amendment are telling us. And so the people have rights. States have powers. And they're exercising those powers now. And the people have exercised their rights and powers in these elections and referendums that they've had to prohibit the unconstitutional war on drugs. So joining us now is Michael Meharry, and actually he's written three books about nullification. Our Last Hope, Rediscovering the Lost Path to Liberty, makes the case, the moral case for nullification. Smashing Myths, Understanding Madison's Notes on Nullification, and also Nullification Objections, Dismantling the Opposition. This is at the center of what is going on. So very timely that you join us right now. Michael Meharry, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you're the expert on nullification. You've written three books, The Moral Case for It, The Notes from Madison, and so forth, and deconstructing the opposition on it. But this is what's going on right now with the war on drugs, isn't it? I mean, we've seen the legislatures of Vermont and New Hampshire, after session, said, we're not going to honor these state laws that legalize marijuana for medical use or that legalize it for recreational use. They came back and said, no, we are going to legalize it for even recreational use. And there's going to be signed by both governors. So they came right back in his face with nullification, didn't they?
That's absolutely what they did. And we call this the most effective nullification movement that we've seen, in at least in modern times. And this all started back in 1996 when California voted to legalized medical marijuana, and since then it's simply grown. No matter what the federal government's tried to do, they've increased enforcement, they've tried everything in the world, the Supreme Court weighed in on it, and yet here we are today. We have eight states that have recreational marijuana legalized, we have 30 states with medical marijuana, and there's absolutely nothing the federal government can do about it, no matter what Jeff Sessions says or wants.
That's right, and when you say eight states have legalized it for recreational, that's not counting Vermont and New Hampshire, where the governor hasn't signed the bill yet, right?
That's correct. Eight states.
So that's going to be it's going to be 10 of them. So that's going to be, 20% of the states.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this shows the fecklessness of federal prohibition when, first off, the people decide they don't want it. And second off, when states take action to simply say, we're not going to enforce these laws anymore in our states. It's interesting that 99 out of 100 marijuana arrests happen under state, not federal law. So when a state legalizes marijuana, it brushes away 99% of the enforcement power that we have with marijuana prohibition. So when the states take action like this, it's extremely effective, and the federal government simply doesn't have the personnel or resources to enforce its prohibition. Again, no matter what Jeff Sessions' personal opinion might be.
And that's a very important point. What a large percentage of the war on drugs marijuana is. The fact that we've got this massive prison population and we have massive economic interests aligned behind this prohibition. It all began with the United Nations. They created the schedules. They did it 10 years before Richard Nixon took their four schedules and the drugs that they'd put in there and said, that's my war on drugs in 1979. But the UN had already done that in 1961, and they stuck marijuana in as a class one drug, saying it has no medical use. That is an absolute lie.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. And millions of people across the United States will tell you differently from their own personal experiences. I know people personally who've used marijuana for anxiety, for pain, for dealing with depression, all types of different things. And this isn't even an argument anymore. The drug warriors, they're relying on old myths and wives' tales. And the American public knows it. And that's really the impetus and the force behind this nullification movement. It really starts with the people themselves. When people decide they want to do something, they're going to do it, and there's not a whole lot the authorities can do. We see this every day when we get on the highway. You know, the speed limit says 55 miles an hour. Nobody's driving 55 miles an hour. And so we have an extreme amount of power. We just don't realize, and we just need to exercise it, and this is a perfect example.
And I think what we've seen here, even in Texas, where there is no medical marijuana, they created an exemption because it is the only effective treatment for brain seizures, and many people believe that these brain seizures are caused as a reaction to vaccinations. Nevertheless, regardless of what causes them, it's the only thing that is an effective treatment. And, you know, there was a conservative representative here in Texas who had some parents who came to him begging for help. They said, we can't afford to move to a state where this is legal. We can't afford to commute back and forth. Can you please help us so we don't face a criminal trial here? And out of compassion and out of the reality of what was happening, this conservative representative pushed this exception through in Texas. And that's what's effectively behind this. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the constitutional aspects of this with Mike Meharry of the 10th Amendment Center. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get revolutionary. We're going to tell the truth about the Constitution, something that's not talked about. You had 60 members of the Senate shut down any discussion of the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment as they wanted to reauthorize Section 702 and the FISA Amendment. This is the state that we're in. But we're talking to Michael Meharry of the 10th Amendment Center about nullification. We're going to talk about nullification this segment. Last segment, we're talking about the practical difficulty of the federal government trying to stop the states from legalizing marijuana. And as Mike Mulhery has pointed out in one of his 10th Amendment Center articles, he said it would take approximately 40% of the DEA's yearly budget just to investigate and raid all the medical dispensaries just in Los Angeles, a single city in a single state. But, of course, that's not the way they do it. They use local law enforcement. They bribe them with stolen merchandise. I mean, we can get into all the different crimes that have been created, the way they have completely corrupted our legal system and our law enforcement with this unconstitutional war on drug. But let's talk, well, we got an expert on state nullification, and that's what's going on right here. Let's talk about state nullification with Michael Mulhery. He's written three books on it. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about just the background, the historical, the philosophical, the moral background of this, what James Madison has, his view of this, because he wrote the 10th Amendment. Talk a little bit about state nullification.
Well, nullification is this thing that people think is some kind of radical, crazy idea, and it's really inherent in America's constitutional system. If you have a federal government that's supposed to be limited, and there's no question that it was limited, it was intended to be limited, that's why they enumerated the powers in the Constitution. If it's limited, then what's going to keep it limited? Well, most people will say, well, the Supreme Court will do that. Well, that's kind of absurd because the Supreme Court is part of the federal government. So you're trying to tell me the federal government's going to limit the federal government. And obviously that doesn't work. And everybody knew this. And during the ratification debates, this question actually came up. And James Madison in Federalist 46 was answering this very question. What will we do if the federal government oversteps its bounds? And in Federalist 46, James Madison laid out a blueprint for us. And he said one of the most important things that states can do is refuse to cooperate with officers of the Union. That's the exact words that he used. So this refusal to cooperate that we see with issues like marijuana, we're now seeing it with states pushing back against FDA and other type of regulatory laws. This is exactly what Madison recommended, a refusal to cooperate with officers of the Union, because he knew even back then that the federal government wasn't going to have the resources to overstep its bounds if the states and the people put up some type of barrier against it. So this is the blueprint that we're following at the 10th Amendment Center, this refusal to cooperate with officers of the Union. And it makes sense, and it fits in with the constitutional structure that the American founders gave us. And if we go back and we look in at 1798, there was a constitutional crisis. We had the Alien and Sedition Acts, and these laws were essentially the Sedition Act created a blanket law against criticizing the president or Congress. Obviously unconstitutional, violates the First Amendment. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison wrote two resolutions, the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions of 1798, that lay out these principles of nullification within the constitutional context. And I really encourage everybody to Google Kentucky and Virginia resolutions and take 10 minutes to read them. They're not long documents. You will be blown away, and you'll do exactly what I did the first time I read it and say, how in the world did I not know this? Because this is a foundational part of the American political structure that unfortunately has been shoved down the Orwellian wormhole.
Yeah, that's very important. You know, we're talking about refusing to comply with the federal officers and so forth. This is a tactic that is not used just with marijuana. Take a look at the case of GMO, for example, genetically modified foods and organisms. And you've had battles at many state and local levels. I mean, sometimes it's at the state level. Sometimes it has been at a local city or county level. And whenever you've got these big agricultural interests out there trying to shut down people's ability to know what is in their food or in other aspects that came to light with the labeling laws, for example, I mean, if these things are safe and they're effective, then let's have that discussion in the public place, and let's put that on the label. But, no, we don't want to have that happen. But every time they would do it at the state or local level, they would lose, even if they're spending millions of dollars at the state and local level. So what was their approach to this? They said, well, let's go to Washington, and we'll do what the opponents have called the Dark Act, and we'll get Washington to say, no, everybody is going to take this approach, And we are going to say that you can't have any labeling laws at the state level. Well, they don't have any way to enforce that. And the appropriate approach to that for people to take is the same thing that they're doing now on the marijuana laws. That's why this is not really even about marijuana. I don't have any medical need for marijuana. If I did, the federal government wouldn't stop me. It hasn't stopped anybody from using it over the last 47 years. So it wouldn't stop me, as it didn't stop anybody else. But you know, this is a constitutional issue. And if we don't have a constitution that means anything, we're in really serious trouble, as we saw with the Fourth Amendment and these discussions yesterday in the Senate.
That's absolutely right. And you hit on a very important problem we have in American political society today. Everybody wants to go to Washington, D.C. and impose their political yes. will from the top down. And that's not the way that the structure was intended to be. It was intended to be decentralized, and folks in California were supposed to make decisions about what they wanted to do in California, and folks here in Kentucky, well, they get to make decisions about what they want to do in Kentucky. But instead, we have all these people, and we want to impose these one-size-fits-all solutions on the entire country. And it is really absolutely absurd. And this is where we get into people like Jeff Sessions, who want to talk about how important the Constitution is. He's no different than Nancy Pelosi. He applies the Constitution when it fits his political agenda, and he rejects it when it doesn't. He's the worst kind of Republican, no difference than the Democrats. And we have this bipartisan shredding of the Constitution when it suits a particular political agenda. And we really need to end that. It needs to be the Constitution every issue, every time, no exceptions, no excuses. And then we will have limited government, and people can make decisions at their local, state, and even their personal level.
You're absolutely right. You know, as we were growing up, people would say, oh, don't make a federal case out of it. Only the most important things are made federal cases out of. But as you pointed out, now everybody wants every problem solved in Washington. They want to define marriage in Washington, even though the Constitution gives the federal government no control over marriage, no control over religion. And that's a key part of that. So they have no authority in that area, even though the Supreme Court, as you pointed out, they certainly are not the effective guardians of the Constitution, and they are not a check on the powers of the federal government. But we're either going to have nullification, where the states take back their rightful powers, or I think we're going to have the United States break up in secession. I mean, we're seeing this in California. First shows that I did, I was talking to the people on the left, yes, California, saying, we got to get out of the federal government. We don't want people in Washington running our lives. Well, I don't want people in Washington running my life either. I've got a very different political perspective than these people who are on the left, but I agreed with them in principle. The country is going to be too big to be governed from one spot. It was too big to be governed from one place when the founders created it, and it is far bigger than that now. So we will either have nullification, the rightful remedy, or we will have this nation break apart in secession, because it you can't please everybody.
It's really interesting when you go back and you look at the history of nullification, and when this came up during the tariff crisis in the 1830s, the supporters of nullification called it the moderate middle road. It was the pathway between outright revolution and having a overwhelming absolutely unlimited federal government. So this is That's the right. moderate middle road that we have. Allow people to make decisions in their local spheres, in their local political societies, and then let the federal government try to enforce all of their laws and regulations and impose all of their programs. They can't do it without state and local cooperation. And it's interesting with the marijuana issue. We're seeing states, like you said, even after Sessions started running his mouth, they're still ratcheting it up. In California, there's actually a law that's moving through the assembly right now. It's AB 1578. And this bill would actually...
Well, hang on. We're going to talk about that more when we come back. We've got a hard break coming up, but I'm reminded of what President Grant said. He said the best way to get rid of a bad law is to rigorously enforce it. We're going to get rid of this bad law by the rigorous enforcement of Jeff Sessions. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Meharry, 10th Amendment.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products.
Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Michael Meharry. He is the National Communications Director for the 10th Amendment Center. You can find them on the web at 10thamendmentcenter.com. And, of course, they spell that out, T-E-N-T-H, 10th Amendment Center. You can also find Michael on Twitter at mmeharry10th. That's M, and that's M-M-A-H-A-R-R-E-Y, and the number 10, T-H. You can also find him at michaelmeharry.com. And I see from your resume here, Michael, that you went to the University of South Florida as well. We got Lionel coming up in the next hour, who went to USF, and so did I at the same time. So we got a full USF program here today. But we're talking about nullification. Michael has written several books on nullification, just pointed out how it is the rightful remedy, the reasonable middle ground between revolution or secession, if you will, splitting up the United States. It's what's going to happen. We're either going to split the United States up with secession, and where I see this being proposed in many different places, California especially, or we're going to have all power devolve into an all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing federal government, which is basically where we're about at right now. Or we can have what the founders had proposed, and that is a federation where the states exercise their powers and the federal government only exercises powers that are specifically enumerated to it. And if it's not in the Constitution, they don't have it. And, you know, when we talk about that, Michael, actually, we'll get to that in just a moment. You were ready to, you're talking about something that's going on right now in California as we're going to break. So go ahead and finish that thought.
I was talking about how several states in California leading the way that have legalized marijuana are actually taking a next step to prohibit all material support, resources, and personnel for the enforcement of any federal marijuana law. So this would end all of the task force, and it would simply ensure that state resources, state law enforcement are not being used to enforce marijuana laws. And of course, this should be a given in a state where it's legal, but when you have all of these weird federal-state partnerships, I think sometimes this slips through the cracks. So this is like we're going to slam the door, and then we're going to bolt it, and then we're going to put the bar over it to boot. And
We understand that you say, well, it should be an obvious thing in a state where they have, the people have said, we're not going to have prohibition. And yet you've got law enforcement addicted to the money that they get out of the war on drugs. And we're talking about an addiction. Their addiction to power and money is what's really driving this. And we've seen the federal government create a literal army in this war on drugs, as they turn the police into an occupying army. And all of the police brutality that we've seen, the shoot first curriculum that they're teaching in some of the state academies, and we've had people who were instructors for a very long time in New Mexico, for example, said, I'm not teaching that. That is a shoot first and keep shooting until you kill everybody curriculum. I'm not teaching that. We've never taught that to the police before. And so some of them are pushing back on it. But all of this move to try to equip police departments as SWAT teams and all the swatting that's going on, that all comes from that. And the federal government, people need to understand, the federal government is the middleman in this war on drugs. The people who are the masterminds on this, the people who push that out there is United Nations. And they're the first ones out there complaining when you had the first states coming back and saying, we're going to legalize medical marijuana, we're going to legalize recreational. The United Nations said, you're not allowed to do that. And it's like, oh, really? We can nullify the United Nations as well as the federal government. But the federal government are the middlemen implementing what the United Nations wants to do against us.
It's really interesting when you start digging into this and you realize the extent to which we have created a national police force. Local and state police are now fundamentally guided by federal policing priorities. And like you said, you hit the nail on the head. It all comes down to money and toys. The federal government supplies these police departments with all of this military equipment. It's cool. It's fun to play with. They get billions of dollars in asset forfeiture money, along with federal grants that come from the Department of Homeland Security and other federal agencies. This is a giant carrot. And what it ends up doing is it creates a policing priority that has everything to do with what the federal government wants and by extension the United Nations, and nothing to do with local policing. And you can actually look at statistics and see where murder clearance rates, solving property crimes, all of these things are going down as all of these resources are flowing into making sure some poor lady doesn't have a plant in her backyard. So
that's right.
This is important on so many levels. It doesn't just impact, you know, marijuana users. This war on drugs, it helps create the surveillance state. It helps militarize police. It pushes this asset forfeiture problem forward. All of these things have their roots in the war on drugs.
And let's talk about that asset forfeiture thing, because that's another pet project of Jeff Sessions. The idea that the police could come and say, well, because I see a marijuana butt in your car, your teenage son is driving a car and there's four or five people in the car, I'm just going to take that car that your teenage son was in. And I'm not going to charge anybody in the car with pot possession. I'm just going to steal your car, Dad, because of that. Or I'm going to take the family home because I saw this kid smoking a joint on the porch. I mean, these are not hypothetical situations. These have actually happened. And to take somebody to that violates the protection against excessive penalties. It violates the exceptions against due process and having a trial and being found guilty before they do anything to you. And they do that because of that important word that they stick there in front, that fiction, civil. civil asset forfeiture. They say, well, this isn't a law. And of course, it isn't a legal law. They could never have a legal law like that under the Constitution. So they say, well, we're going to let the bureaucracies do this and we will just, call this a rule. And now you'll have to sue us to get your property back. I mean, that's the way that they have twisted and perverted the Constitution for this war on drugs.
Absolutely. And this is another area where states have the power to take control. And we're seeing that happen. California is a good example. They had very strong asset forfeiture laws in that state, requiring criminal convictions, protecting property owners. But what was happening is the police departments were passing these cases off to the federal government, allowing the federal government to prosecute the asset forfeiture under their program. And then they get this wonderful equitable sharing money where they get up to 80% of the money back goes directly to this police department. It's a policing for profit motive. So what California did is it passed a law prohibiting the state and local law enforcement agencies from passing cases off to the federal government in most cases. So again, Jeff Sessions came out not long ago in another one of these directives. He said, we want asset forfeiture to be aggressively prosecuted, even in states where it requires a criminal prosecution. The feds, we're going to come in and we're going to do it our way. But when states take control, when they say, you know what, we're not going to allow our police departments to accept this money. We're not going to allow our police departments to pass these cases off in these adoption cases, then that program that Sessions wants to push forward goes away. The states have control. They just have to take these steps and efforts to reform their asset forfeiture laws, require criminal conviction, and then take the second step and prohibit the passage of cases off to the feds.
You know, the 10th Amendment, and that's why I like the 10th Amendment Center, the 10th Amendment, I believe, is the most important amendment we have in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Because when we look at things like this, and let's talk a little bit about alcohol prohibition, because I've said to people in the pot, advocates or whatever, legalization advocates, I said, forget 420. Talk about 1018. Let's talk about the two amendments, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment that they had to put in order to prohibit alcohol when they wanted to do a prohibition experiment that also failed. But the opponents of this will come back and say, yeah, but we got the Commerce Clause or we got the Supremacy Clause or whatever, but the 10th Amendment shuts those down. The 10th Amendment came after those clauses. The 10th Amendment, you could argue, was put in there because people were concerned about those clauses and they wanted to clarify that they didn't have those powers unless they were specifically given them. So they had to specifically get the power for alcohol prohibition.
You just hit one of my favorite talking points when debating this issue of the constitutionality of the drug war. You know, if they had to get an amendment to prohibit alcohol at the federal level, then it follows logically that they need to get an amendment to prohibit marijuana, because there's functionally no difference between the two things. And, you know, people, you're right. People come back, oh, Commerce Clause, Supremacy Clause. Those were in there in the 1920s, too, last time
That's
I checked.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, this is an absurd way that the courts and this elastic, you know, living, breathing Constitution business has morphed the Constitution into something it was never intended to be. But, again, we have this power through our state to take action. And I encourage everybody, if you live in a state that has not legalized marijuana yet, start pushing your legislature to do it, because there are movements in – I live in Kentucky, which is one of – we're probably be the last state to legalize marijuana. But there's a really
no,
good
Texas
medical
will
marijuana
be.
Bill. Yeah, that might be. But we have a really good medical marijuana bill that was just introduced in the legislature this year. And there's a very strong push with the Secretary of State leading the charge to try to get this pushed through. So we're seeing a tidal wave that is building, and people just need to focus on that. Quit focusing on D.C. Go to your state capital.
This is a teachable moment. This is the moment at which people realize that the federal bureaucracy, the tyranny that we've seen out of Washington, is an emperor without clothes. You want to talk about marijuana legalization? Let's talk about legalizing the federal government. This is a very important issue. Thank you so much for joining us. Michael Meharry, 10thAmendmentCenter.com, MichaelMeharry.com. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine, and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us at the bottom of the hour will be Lionel. And we're going to be talking about current events. Always interesting to hear Lionel. And we have a current event here. You know, the Me Too, the hash Me Too effort is getting so far out of hand that even Margaret Atwood, who wrote The Handmaid's Tale, is complaining about it and getting the ire of the radical feminists. And again, if you don't know what The Handmaid's Tale is, I mean, it's been pretty popular. I think it was Netflix, I think, that did the remake of it. My wife was actually in the original movie that they made with, what's his name? Robert Duvall. She was an extra in that for a short period of time. And she had no idea that this is pushing the idea of abortion and their fantasy dystopia of a male patriarchy and all this sort of thing. It's on Hulu. Thank you. Producers just told me it's on Hulu, not Netflix. I'm not suggesting that you go watch this nonsense. And, of course, they have the women to show their bondage. They have them dressed up in long clothes and, you know, costumes and everything. But they don't put them in black like the Muslims do. They have them in red and their faces are not covered. So, I mean, the dystopian patriarchy that they imagine in America, in Christian America, is not as worse, is not as bad as the actual Sharia law that people are living under now. So why don't you just do something about Sharia law instead of making up this fantasy? But anyway, Margaret Atwood, who has been their hero, and they have lavished this production, this Hulu production, with all kinds of awards, she came out in defense of due process for those who have been accused of sexual misconduct. Imagine that. I mean, I think we can all agree that we want to see people who have been involved in sexual misconduct punished. But we don't want to have a witch hunt. That's why we have due process. That's why we have the idea of a presumption of innocence. And she had this to say. She said, if the legal system is bypassed because it is seen as ineffectual, what will take its place? Who will be the new power brokers? Oh, yeah, we know who the new power brokers will be. It'll be the Me Too movement. We're already seeing that, aren't we? And we're seeing how the Democrats use that in their war on people. In times of extremes, she said, extremists win. Their ideology becomes a religion. Anyone who doesn't puppet their views is seen as an apostate, a heretic, a traitor, and moderates in the middle are annihilated. And she said, in talking about a specific case, she said, the public, including me, was left with the impression that this man was a violent serial rapist and everyone was free to attack him publicly. And I thought, is she talking about Roy Moore? Could be. Could be talking about Roy Moore. I mean, you have the Republican Party spending $30 million to defeat him and other conservatives in that Senate race so they can get their establishment guy in. When that didn't work, all of a sudden this surfaces, these ancient charges that nobody could corroborate. As a matter of fact, it was exposed as a fraud, as a forgery, with Gloria Allred jumping in on this, as usual, usual suspects. Nevertheless, you had the people who are probably behind it, like Mitch McConnell and others, jump in and say, that's it. He needs to just get out of the race right now. Don't even need to think about this. He's got to go. Got to go. And just turn this over to the Democrat, which they ultimately did do that, didn't they? No presumption of innocence. You don't have to prove anything. We can use that as a witch hunt, and they can use it against anybody. And they do use it against other people. But then the radical feminists of the Me Too movement pushed back, and they said, if Margaret Atwood would like to stop warring against women, she should stop declaring war against younger, less powerful women and start listening. In today's dystopian news, one of the most important feminist voices of our time craps on less powerful women to uphold the power of her powerful male friend, wrote another on Twitter. Yes, that's where we are right now. If I don't know, it's really is out of hand. Catherine Deneuve talked about it. They came after her. Even Margaret Atwood. And they come after her. This is out of control, folks. And we do need to have a presumption of innocence before we move on these issues. That's very important in all aspects of society. We'll be right back with David Knight.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. At the top of the hour, I was just talking about the fact that the radical feminists of the hashtag MeToo movement actually came after Margaret Atwood. She had a friend who was accused of something. She said, wouldn't it be nice if we could have some due process, a presumption of innocence, before we jump on this guy and demonize him? And they came back and said, how dare you attack women? How dare you stand up for your friend against less powerful women? And it's not what she was doing. This is Margaret Atwood, who wrote A Handmaid's Tale, whose greatest fear, I mean, she has given them their icon for feminism. We've got to be afraid of a Christian male hierarchy, a patriarchy, that is going to turn women into handmaids and child bearers. And so, you know, this is something that Planned Parenthood absolutely loves and feminists love, but they went after their icon, the author who created Handmaid's Tale, because she wasn't going to support a witch hunt against people. And that's very important. I talked about that in light of Roy Moore, but let's take a look at what's going on in California now. You know, everybody was talking about this situation, this tragedy in California. 13 children in a home where the two parents tortured their own children, tied them up, and did all this sick stuff to them. And my wife said, you didn't talk at all about that. And I said, it's not really an issue until they make it an issue by coming after people who homeschool. And now they have. Didn't have to wait even 24 hours for that to happen. Now you got WKBN out of L.A., and the AP has picked it up. No rules for this California homeschools, where 13 were found captive. So demonize the homeschoolers. Everybody is guilty, just like all men are guilty because of the actions of Harvey Weinstein. No, Hollywood is not a problem. Hollywood's not a problem. It's men. Harvey Weinstein's not a problem. It's men. This family is not a problem. It's homeschoolers. It's not David Turpin, the guy's name. It's homeschoolers. They're the ones who are a problem. All men, all homeschoolers. So they use this for their agenda. That's the way they spend this stuff. And that's the way the AP is putting this. The Southern California home where authorities say two parents tortured their 13 children had doubled as a private school for the siblings, but it faced no government oversight and was never inspected by education officials. Because in California, probably, and you have to, in North Carolina, they don't officially recognize your right to educate your children. Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that ridiculous? That they demand that strangers can educate my children, but they make it an act of permission for me to educate my own children? Are you kidding me? I'll never respect a law like that. I pretended to obey that in North Carolina, but I would have never consented to an inspection of my home under any circumstances. Never would. Never would. I would have done what Carl Hess, the guy who was one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, does. First place I learned about homeschooling. Back in the 1930s, his mother homeschooled him. And to avoid going to jail or having her child taken away, she was constantly changing homes, locations, moving different jurisdictions. As soon as she started to feel heat, she had to operate like a criminal. And she had one of the hardest core liberty-loving guys you've ever seen. This guy was a ponytail libertarian, and he was, Barry Goldwater called him his Shakespeare. He's a guy that wrote, "Extremism in Pursuit of Liberty is No Vice." And moderation in, I don't even remember it now. but anyway, he was the guy that wrote that phrase that I can't remember exactly right now. But he was saying moderation is no virtue and extremism is no vice when it is in pursuit of liberty. And I think the moderation was about justice or something like that. Anyway, he is a product of homeschooling, and that's why they don't want you to homeschool, folks. They don't want people like Carl Hess or my kids in this country. They're dangerous to their power deception. And so they come after the homeschools. And they say he had something called a sandcastle day school. You have to come up with these silly little names and send it in and say, okay, here's my name. Is that enough? Will you leave me alone now? And if you're lucky, they will, because they don't have enough people to go around and hassle everybody who wants to educate their children. And say, no, you're not going to let that happen. You're going to educate your kids for you, and we're going to turn them into little snowflake Marxists. These strangers that you don't know are going to educate your kids. There was no indication that anyone other than his children were enrolled. Yes, it's a homeschool thing. The education department, they say, lacks the authority to monitor, inspect, or oversee private schools. So, therefore, we need more bureaucrats, don't we? Just can't have enough bureaucrats. Private schools, I said, are generally regulated by parents. This is Ron Reynolds, who's quoted. He's executive director of California Association of Private School Organizations. And he's probably people who are running private schools for profit, because he said, we never resist or oppose legislation aimed at protecting students. I don't either. But there's a lot of things that are done in the name of protecting children that are nothing but outright violations of our liberty and our freedom and coming after our children. And you have to have the discernment to understand the difference between those two. Everything the government does is ultimately about protecting the children, of course, isn't it? That's always a lie that they tell us. He said he questioned how it's possible to prevent parents who homeschool their children from injuring their kids in the privacy of their own homes. Oh, gee, I guess we've got to worry about that. Maybe the government should run boarding schools so the parents never have any contact with their kids at all, because parents are so horrible. But government is always so good, isn't it? And he went on to say, thank God this doesn't happen very often. But you know what? Nearly every day you can find a story about some government school where a teacher has sexually abused or raped an underage child. Happens all the time. Have they talked about regulating government schools? Have they talked about inspecting these teachers? Have they talked about shutting them down? No. I'm sure they would like to do something. But this is ultimately about power. It's about education unions, and it's about bureaucracies. And it's about making sure that your children don't think independently. I just go back and you don't want anybody like Carl Hess or George Carlin, do you? No, no. You don't want anybody who's actually going to think. So that's why we have our schools. It's not just there to make our kids little widgets for the big corporations. It's also to make them minions of the government and to turn them into what you see now on college campuses, these radical Antifa idiots out there. Let's talk about money. We got a little bit of time here left in this segment. Let's run the clip about what's going on in New York. Counterfeit cash, believe it or not, is in New York City. Here's that clip.
Inside Iggy's on the Upper East Side, the word fake is clearly written across this ripped counterfeit $20 bill, but the bar manager wishes it was always this easy to spot one like this display.
The main thing we found is 20s. There are a couple of things. It's not large bills, but at the same time it all adds up.
He says over the last 2 weeks, more counterfeit bills have been surfacing in the area. Other businesses are complaining about the same scam.
The bill would turn black if it was fake.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Okay, so that bill is obviously a fake because it's got written on there, magic marker, fake. Somebody's identified it there. But there's another indication that it's fake. It says Federal Reserve note. what backs this currency? Okay, when we look at the Bitcoin, the crypto dip or the crypto apocalypse, whatever you want to call it, understand that there's something else out there that is also a bubble, something else out there that's also counterfeit. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this, too, is that it used to be, think about how long it was before we had money that didn't change constantly. And it just shows how easy it is to counterfeit it. Because all you have to do is just have a printing press that has the capability of printing just like our own government does. And there's no restraint on that. But people are flipping out about what's going on with the cryptocurrencies. It was a crypto dip, as some people pointed out. That's what John McAfee called it. He tweeted out yesterday. He says, everyone relax. The crypto dip was caused by Mike Bell of J.P. Morgan claiming that governments could ban cryptocurrencies. Well, how are they going to do that, he said. This is the same company that called Bitcoin a fraud. They're a bank, he said. They are rightfully terrified of what we are doing, but they can't stop it. And it's recovering. And you're going to see, it's going to be a wild ride, folks, because it does have a small market cap, and they're going to manipulate it, not just with their public comments, I think, but with the things that they do. We're going to have more on that when we come back, because there's another attack against our counterfeit currency by China.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As we were talking about counterfeit currency in New York, talking about the reaction to either the crypto dip or maybe a crypto apocalypse. It is now down below $10,000 today, Bitcoin is. It had staged a comeback earlier today. And nevertheless, we still have people who've been involved in this from the beginning, like John McAfee, very optimistic about it. We've got people in Russia who are buying entire power stations so that they can mine cryptocurrency. They have two power stations that they bought for about $3 million, according to RT. So they were just sold to a cryptocurrency miner who is obviously bullish on cryptocurrency. Why is that happening? Even with all of this strange volatility that we see in the marketplace, as they point out in a story on Zero Hedge, they said something strange is going on in the financial system. And according to the Wall Street Journal, it's causing some investors to move massive amounts of money out of the banking system. Some of those investors would be people like the European Central Banks that are starting to replace dollar reserves with the Chinese yuan. That should make you very concerned. As they point out on Quartz, late last year, China's president, Xi Jinping, said it was time for the nation to take the center stage in the world. Well, one of the ways to do that is to become the reserve currency for the world. That is a position that the U.S. has had for the last 70 years. They point out two-thirds of the world's $6.9 trillion of allocated federal exchange reserves are held in U.S. dollars. But that is changing rapidly as the Chinese are pushing forward. They say, as of the third quarter of 2017, only just over 1% of foreign exchange reserve rates were held in the Chinese yuan. But there are signs this is about to increase. They hit a two-year high against the dollar this week after the German Bundesbank said it would include the Chinese yuan in its reserves for the first time. And they say, as most central banks' reserves are held in dollars, any shift into other currencies, like the Chinese yuan, will come at the expense of the dollar. And in June, the European Central Bank. So we've had the German Bundesbank, we've had the European Central Bank, both moving in. Even though these have been small shifts, they are shifts, nevertheless. But we've got Lionel coming up in the next segment. And I want to talk about immigration before we get to Lionel. I'm not sure if that's what he wants to talk about or not. But I want to talk about the way they are playing the race card. And this story just broke today. An illegal immigrant who's been charged, and this is back in 2014, charged with killing two deputy sheriffs in California, is now standing trial. And he did a profanity-laced rant calling a partner of one of the slain officers a coward, but that wasn't the worst of what he had to say. He said, "I wish I had killed more of the mothers," he told the court, and he said, "I will break out soon and I will kill more. I'll kill whoever gets in front of me. There's no need for an effing trial." I say, no, there isn't. And it's a shame that California doesn't have the death penalty. And it's a shame that they're a sanctuary city, because he could get out. He could get out and he could be deported and just come right back in because we don't have any border security. And as I've said before, let's fix the border first before you talk about any kind of amnesty for people who are foreign citizens living here illegally in defiance of the law. You know, Ann Coulter said, let's get rid of the dreamers first because they're so defiant. She said most of these people who are here illegally, the drug dealers and everything, they're not demanding that they stay here. They know they're breaking the law. They acknowledge they break the law. This guy acknowledges that he breaks the law. He's kind of like an Antifa guy. He's got the dreamers or whatever. They are like Antifa. In your face about it. And if you don't understand what Dick Durbin is doing, it is now starting to backfire. I think this race card that they played is now backfiring on them. If you don't know what Dick Durbin is doing, you don't know Dick. Because this guy has a history of doing this. We've talked about how he's lied about private meetings with Obama. Even the Obama administration shut this guy down. But now he's saying he is focusing full time on illegal aliens as black Americans remain excessively unemployed in his state. That's Breitbart's headline. And that's exactly what is happening here. Exactly what's happening with this guy. He wants to play the race card against President Trump. But he doesn't care about the situation of black people who are being hurt by illegal immigration, who are being hurt and having job competition from these dreamers. He's going to focus on them. He didn't care about black people anymore. He's got a new diversity group that he's going to be using to play the wedge issue. As they point out, for decades, Breitbart says, negative impact of immigration, both legal and illegal, has had a devastating impact on African Americans. Mass migration to the U.S. has led to black Americans being replaced as the largest minority group in the country, being overtaken by Hispanics and a more reliable voting bloc for people like Dick Durbin. They say a much larger share of native-born black men have relatively little education, which puts them in direct competition with the people who come here and have very little education and don't speak English, but will work dirt cheap. They'll take their job. They'll take the job of teenagers who have always learned how to have a work ethic here in America. And along with this, it's not surprising to see that President Trump's support among black people has increased. Two new polls show that President Trump's rising support among black voters, highlighting his political gains from pushing employers to hire Americans instead of lower wage migrants. Why wouldn't we put African Americans ahead of dreamers? Well, I'll tell you one of the reasons. I mean, this story came out yesterday from Daily Mail, exclusive. Kevin Spacey said when he was working on House of Cards, he told the security guards who were hired, they're under contract, the majority of whom were black, he said, "I don't want," and he used the N-word, "on my set." And this guy who blew this out, his name is Earl Blue. He said, when Blue raised concerns with the set managers about Spacey, who referred to them that way, he was told, well, that's just the way he is, and we've got to keep him happy. So they cover for him. They covered for him. And the Democrats, besides sticking a knife in the back of African Americans by opening the borders and flooding the country with cheap labor, because that's what the Republicans want out of this. The blacks, Democrats want more voters than they've got with the black community. And the Republicans want cheap labor. And they're sticking the knife in the back of these people while they're trying to play the race card against Donald Trump. And that comment, even if it was true, was not a racist comment. But Daily Caller points out, Democrats think that 800,000 illegal immigrants are worth forcing active military to go without pay. And I would say also their allies in the federal bureaucracy. Democrats are threatening to hold national security hostage, potentially costing the economy billions and forcing hundreds of thousands of federal government employees to go without pay so they can get legal protection for 800,000 foreign citizens living here, criminally trespassing in our country. They're putting America last. They're putting African Americans last. They're putting the military last. They're putting America in jeopardy here. This is an existential issue here. Secure the borders first. And then after that, we can talk about what to do with the people who were brought here by their parents, who we don't seem to have any concern about their parents taking any responsibility for them. Or as I pointed out before, or the Mexican government, who has worked with them to evade our laws, because the Mexican government doesn't want to pay for their education. They want you, the American taxpayer, to sacrifice your American dreams to pay for their education. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others.
With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in this segment is going to be Lionel. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of some of the items that are still on sale at 50% off, but will be ending very soon. We've extended this New Year's sale for a couple of weeks, but we still have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our Vitamin B12 formula, Super Male Vitality, and some of our newer products, Alpha Power, Cell Force, The Real Red Pill, all those. 50% off. A great time, especially right now, 50% off to try these new products that we've just introduced, some of them right at the turn of the new year, others about a month or two before that. A couple of other new products, Carnivore and Floralife, are 33% off. So take advantage of these massive discounts on the products that we haven't had to remove because of supply. We've got many that are still on at 50% off. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this operation, this program, and we do appreciate your support. All right, joining us now is Lionel, and you can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media, on YouTube, Lionel Nation. And Lionel, we've had, we're coming right up to the end of, the Democrats threatening to shut down the government, playing the race card incessantly. We had CNN using the Chihole word 195 times in one day. I mean, what do you make of what's happened here in this last week since we've talked?
Being a coprolalic sesquipedalian and logodedalus, I will tell you that I found out that, what do you call it, shillelagh? What was it, daughter shillelagh? Or
I call it Chihole.
Chihole to love.
Yeah, because you know we're on radio stations, so we got some FCC rules here.
Well, Chihole to love. Got a Chihole to love. Anyway, when the ship hits the fan, well, I put together, by the way, a list at Lionel Media of every use. That is the most prolific word. And it is, but it's a, for all you DACA dreamers out there, if you're going to come to this country and you want to know how to speak English, you better know this word. It's not the F-bomb. That's nothing. The S word. It is the, no, it's beautiful.
That's right.
To take.
And it all came around with DACA, so maybe we should rename the bill CACA, right?
CACA. I got to show you something. Please, let me do this right now, and you will appreciate this. Friends of mine are calling, and you know this. They're at NATB, the NATB convention in the National Association of Television Programmers Executives in Miami. A changing industry in a changing world. Do you know what it's like to be with a bunch of TV programmers who are saying, what do we sell? What do we do? We've got Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, this. I'm sitting here, it's snowing in New York. I'm here at my table. I'm talking to you. They're trying to sell repackaging of my mother, the car. Only you would know that. I mean, they don't. Every day I'm reading. Yeah, Jerry Van Dyke. Yeah. I'm also reading. Boy, you know, I only talk to you every week just to get my 60s, you know, reference because your staff is saying, what the hell is he talking about? They talk about these things.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke's brother, Jerry Van Dyke, who was a star of that failed show. It was as popular as CNN is today.
My mother, the car, is that prototypical, that and the train. Anyway, so make a long story. So this is changing. Also, the idea, I get new things on Inside Radio and all this radio stuff every single day. They don't know what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. I was watching a daily news program from a guy sitting, I think, in his basement, wearing a colander on his head and wearing welding glasses. And he gave me some of the best news I have ever heard. And I'm saying, I don't know who this is. This is fantastic. But
well, I would love to see Jake Tapper with a colander on his head and welding glasses. I think you should try that.
I might watch. And don't you love Trump? You, get out. Get out. A bad boy. Get out. Harry Truman never, get out. All right. Please let me do this. Just this is the hypocrisy part that I cannot possibly explain anymore. Don't worry, it's for me. There is a thing which drives me absolutely nuts, and that's the fact that Trump stands up. Okay, whether he's in good health or not, fine. You want to argue about that? You want to talk about BMIs? Fine. I don't care. Whatever it is. Now, they're asking, what about this? All of a sudden, these people, and look at the people asking about Trump's health. Do these people look like the Fountain of Youth? Do these people look like they care about this? I mean, Stelter, whatever his name is, this guy, I mean, whoa. Anyway, so they're asking, what about his HDLs? What about this? What about that? What about the hematocrit? They don't believe, there's not, the doctor says, I'm telling you, you're lying. I know you're lying. Okay, a while back, Hillary Clinton cannot testify before Benghazi because of blood clots that her husband writes about. She says, I can't testify about Benghazi because of my blood clots in my brain from having hit my head repeatedly. So listen, guys, I'd love to talk to you, but I can't because of my blood clots. Okay.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
she
exactly.
wears the Fresnel lenses, those black
the blue sunglasses, yeah.
No, that's later.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's later. Yeah.
They have the prismatic. That's for diplopia, for double vision. Next. Mm-hmm. Then, as she is on the campaign trail, she's doing this. Now, I'm not trying to mock anybody. I'm just trying to show you.
Yeah, I know.
Remember this.
I know.
I'm not mocking anybody. I'm neurologically shaming. I'm sure there's some contingent that's going to write me and says, we represent, you know. Anyway, so then she does that. Then she has, remember the large African-American gentleman who would run up on stage with a benzo pen, and you could hear her as she's speaking, he would say to her, it's going to be okay.
That's
right. It's going to be okay. That was okay. They gave her a pass on that. Then when she gets the nomination, she's on stage, she sees balloons or lights, it goes into an Angelo Bruno. Remember him? The man who shot in Philadelphia. They caught him in his car. Okay.
That was a funny scene. Yeah.
Then it gets even better. 9/11, she collapses, loses her shoe. Threw a shoe and it took a bad fall. Stephen Stills. Okay. Singing call. Anyway. So they throw her in the back of a van like a side of beef. She has the Zeiss 1B blue Don Was glasses for photosensitive epilepsy. No questions. Lenses, jerking, seizures, whatever. Not even a doesn't she look great. Wearing the oven mitt fashionista bunker gear. Look at this. Look at this. Okay, now, this looks like a proctologist with a hangnail. Okay, now. Only you would get that too.
That's where she had the balloon angioplasty as she was sending them to send, yeah.
None of this, not one person, not Sanjay Gupta, the health guy, nobody says, wait a minute, I remember seeing a patient like this. Nothing. Watch this. Look at this. Here we go. And there we have it. In the truck, you go, that's it. Now, meanwhile, she loses a shoe. There we go. There's the Zeiss 1Bs.
Yeah.
Now, David, and I hope she's okay. I don't want her to be ill. I don't want anybody to be ill. But the point I'm saying is that never got the slightest bit of whatever. But now we've got all these armchair lipidologists and let's go over that. Let me say that. Can you give me a copy? Can you fax me his blood screen? What about his sonogram? Is there any ischemia? Did you do a? And nothing that they say can possibly in any way convince them. That's just my hypocrisy for the day. That's why these people have no soul, and the most enormous C.O. Jones, as we would say in West Tampa, that they would be able to say this. And look at this guy, the picture of hell. This guy needs to be rushed immediately to some kind of a clinic to find out why he makes those expressions.
I want to know if he's a brother or son of George Costanza. We're going to be right back with Lionel, and it is amazing, the hypocrisy. Of course, anybody else would go to jail for the crimes that she committed, but not Hillary. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David, and we're talking to Lionel. I'm actually David Knight. I've got a last name, but Lionel doesn't have a last name. You can find him, though, on LionelMedia.com and also on Twitter at Lionel Media. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. And he's our Emmy Award-winning TV news decoder and legal analyst and frequent guest here. And we really appreciate you coming on, Lionel, to liven things up. You know, we had the Pope. I know you went to a Catholic school in Tampa. We had the Pope come out and apologize for pedophilia. Said, yeah, sorry about that. Then business as usual. I mean, there's a lot of things that the Pope could have done. When he came in, he said, oh, I think only about 2% of the priests are pedophiles. I mean, that would have been about 8,000 priests, but we didn't really see anything happen with that. And it's been a while since he's been Pope, and now we finally got an apology. But what do you think about that?
Question. First, am I missing the bumper music for some reason? Did you 86 your great music? Because I'm just,
no,
I'm not,
I think you missed it.
It.
We just had, yeah.
Okay,
no, we just had Booker T and the MGs.
Oh, that group, the Gray Muscle Shoals group. But anyway, you know, one of the things about the Pope is, you know, Bergoglio. By the way, if you're cool, if you're in the know, you refer to the Pope by his last name. It was Wojtyla, was J.P. Deuce. He's Bergoglio, Ratzenberger, it was the prior Pope. It's great that he's come out so forthright against pedophilia, which is, thank you, wow, arousing. You know, it's only been systematic for I don't know how many years. But yeah. I got to tell you something. These 13 kids, David, in California, how is it in a society that knows everything that we do, in a society that you don't pay their taxes, they'll fine you. You don't vaccinate your kids, they fine you. You don't do this, they will fine you. You don't hide in this country. Yet, this man can have his children, and we're going to find out that some of these kids, I hope to God this isn't true, are his own. Who knows? But you mean to tell me that this can exist under our nose? Now, a couple of things. A while back, remember when everybody was going crazy, David, trying to figure out new ways to do pronouns? Because this was a big problem, you know. These pronouns, don't call her, call her, which from that West African clicking now is, or Z. What? Z. Yeah. Why are you doing that? Because there's no such thing as gender. There's no such thing as sex. There's no such thing as anything that has no name. And as we start transmogrifying, and as we start becoming habituated, and I did a piece this morning on this, as to this notion that there's no absolute morality, no absolute sexuality, no absolute gender, no nothing, nothing at all. We're getting very close to the idea that the same is going to go with children. We are looking at right now a pedo gate, a pedo wood, and you're about to see, wait till you see the new one that Ronan Farrow is going to drop on a certain big network. We're not done with that one. But what's really behind it is the subterranean, like termites, you know, they're in the foundation, is going to be child sex trafficking. And one of the things that I think we're getting towards, sad to say, is because we are so used to saying, oh, okay, there's no sexuality, there's no gender, there's no, somebody's going to say very soon, well, there's no consent, there shouldn't be any age, well, it's all consent. But no.
I agree with you, absolutely. I think that's what's, when they're talking to kids in kindergarten and talking to them about gender fluidity and everything, I mean, this is truly what they're after. To take away the idea that we have to have statutory rape because children by definition cannot consent. And so we're going, if they can determine what their gender is going to be when they're in kindergarten, that means that they're fully sexually aware and mature. And so they, you don't have to have these statutory rape laws anymore. I absolutely agree. And I've said that in the past.
But these same people who, when it comes to getting a gun, whoa. You better be 31, not 21. But David, I understand there are some things. Look, we've known people. I've known people. I think they're de minimis in the population, but there are people who are born, maybe for whatever it's worth, and they're saying, look, I feel like a man or a boy, whatever it is. That's fine. I know that. They shouldn't be ostracized. So I'm all for accepting it. But when you got the social justice warriors and these virtue signalers and these people, I've got a friend of mine. It's my favorite. My wife and I, and she says, you know, I'm Afro-sympathetic. I said, you're what? I'm Afro-sympathetic. Well, I'm lactose intolerant. It's nice to meet you. She says, no, I'm Afro-sympathetic. What does that mean? She goes, I am empathic towards the black. I said, what do black people feel? All right. And in her circle, they're, hey, that's good. So these people say, well, you think you're tolerant? I'm into pronouns. Pronouns? I dug my eyes out so I can't even see anybody anymore. Well, you think that? There are people who love this Chelsea Manning merely because, and let me ask you a question. This may be a stupid question, but did Chelsea necessarily get her civil rights restored? Can she run for Senate? I guess it was part of the clemency.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about that because you lose the right to possess a firearm, serve as a juror, run for office. It's this thing called civil rights that are lost when you're a convicted felon. But notice how it's holding her hands up saying, see, I've got my things here. And that's terrific. But I'm not going to, I think it demeans people. There are people who are going to say, I'm going to vote for Chelsea Manning. And by the way, Chelsea Manning should not be confused with Assange. Assange is a journalist who had information provided to him.
That's right. That's
Assange is like the New York Times and Washington Post receiving the Pentagon Papers. Chelsea Manning, whether you like it or not, stole this. Snowden stole it. Now, it's different. It may be stuff that, well, I'm glad he stole it. I'm glad he did. But let's not confuse it. But, David, in this idea to be open, you think you're open? Well, I'm open. I'm more open than you are. Sex? Wait, well, why should children have an age of consent? And to show you the insanity, then we'll go the opposite. In Copenhagen or somewhere in Denmark, I believe, they want to charge kids with child pornography because somebody sent a picture of a child, his or her own genitalia that they sent in a sexting to some other kid, and then they were sending it, and they say, now we're going to get them for child pornography. Say, no, you're getting it wrong.
Yeah.
The kids, this is not what we're talking about. We have lost our minds. And NAMBLA, which will rear its ugly head every now and then, that idea that somehow there should not be consent ages, that is the thing.
Yes.
The idea that somehow...
This has elements of that. It has elements of A Brave New World where they hypersexualize the kids and keep them distracted. It has elements of Big Brother where 2 + 2 = 7. And you have to assent to that kind of gaslighting of our kids.
Yes.
But it's the sort of thing that parents have objected to for a long time, saying, you know what, my kid at this age, it's not appropriate to talk to them about sexuality, whether it's heterosexuality or whether
Absolutely.
It's what gender they are, whatever. And so there's been that understanding, and there's been a fight about this that parents have been on the losing side of in schools for quite some time. Now they take it down to kindergarten, where the kids don't have any hormones that are enacting whatsoever, one way or the other, and they start to do this gender fluidity thing on them. And the American Pediatric Society has spoken out about this and said they are not capable of making those decisions, and it is abusive to do that. But it's institutional abuse that we're seeing.
But yet they will show, and we come from, I mean, look at our childhoods collectively. We were into, you know, cowboys and Indians. Oh my God, the cowboys and Indians, cowboys and cowpokes and Native Americans, where we used to say bang, bang, aggression. We kind of got it, but sex? Wait a minute. Not only that.
Yeah.
David, do you remember the first time it hit you that your parents had sex? Do you remember the time when you realized you were not the product of an immaculate conception? I'm still disgusted by it. And that was so. That was a loving, wonderful thing that is responsible for my own existence. When you say, okay, little David, if you think that's freaky, let me explain to you. Cis, allied, gender, queer, TGGB, MOBB, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this when you're going to confound a kid so he is going to be brought into this world from the initial understanding that sex is confusing, that sex is something I don't get, and every time I have the slightest thought that may not comport with that which you've just given me, instead of being allowed to develop naturally, figure things out for myself, oh no, I'm going to realize, wait a minute, I'm a whatever I am.
Absolutely. You know, when I was that age, I was identifying as Batman. I mean, that's where I was. I wasn't. So that's the sadness of this. But you're right. There is a very sinister agenda at the bottom of this. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. You can find him at LionelMedia.com. On Twitter, you can find him at Lionel Media, and his YouTube channel is Lionel Nation. And that concludes our broadcast today. Thank you for listening. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.